Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Seeing that the deep ball going a little bit today, last one to Shakir. Can you talk a little bit about Khalil and getting to know him over the first part of training camp here?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a pretty good job in terms of learning the offense. He's been switching up from Z to F. Smart kid, runs some really good routes. So it's good to see him, you know, getting some reps with us and, you know, producing. You know, I'm excited about him. I really am.
Sorry, Catherine, go ahead.
Sorry, how have you seen him handle getting switched around, and what makes him able to do that?
Well, stupid rookies got no choice, right? All rookies are stupid rookies until proven otherwise. I called Kyer 2-4 yesterday, and he said some stuff about it, and he went right back to stupid rookie, and he's not too happy with that. But, he hasn't complained. He's just, trying to be on the field whatever way he can. And again, we've got so many different options right now in terms of guys that can play at a very high level. So he's just trying to find a role right now, and he's done a really good job of knowing what he's doing, being able to be switched around. Someone needs a gas, a break, because they're gassed from running something. He's the first one in, and he's been on top of his stuff in the meetings. He pays attention. I can go on, I really can, but he's gonna help this team.
Josh, first time we talked to you since what happened last Saturday. Pretty rare to see a quarterback mix it up like you did with Jordan. Can you just kind of walk us through what happened there and, you know, what you were thinking?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, again, tempers fly. It was first day of pads. Camp's long, I was probably in the wrong there. But, again, just trying to get some guys juiced up, ready to go. It's football. Yeah, so that's all it was. It was nothing, and I got him a box of Pro V1s for pushing him. I felt bad, but it's all in love. We're just out here trying to push each other, trying to be great.
If you get the sense maybe intensity's down or whatever, you have other ways that you do that.
For sure, there's ways you got to find to do that. Sometimes, like I said, camp's long. Sometimes it's a drag. Sometimes guys want to be anywhere but the football field, and that's just the nature of the business. It's long days, short years, and knowing that this goes by so quick, we got to find ways to, put our focus back into what we're doing and focus on the here and now. And sometimes it's necessary. Good teams sometimes fight. Guys want it so bad. Guys are very competitive. Guys push each other. So you saw a little tempers flare again today, and again, that's all because we want to win. We want to work really hard. We want to beat the guys across from us, and that doesn't matter who it is. But it's good to see the intensity right now coming out from both sides of the football and the whole team, because again, we just want to win football games.
Yeah, this camp seems to have been one of the most chippiest ones in my memory of Bill's camps here. What is that? Is it just because you talked about a new identity? Is this the identity that you guys, to a degree, are trying to form?
I can't say that is the reason why. But when you bring in the guys that we've brought in, there's competition all over the place. There's competition on their side of the ball, on our side of the ball, and then when we play against each other, guys are trying to fight for a spot on this team. And, things get chippy when guys are working hard and trying to beat the other guy across from them. And like I said, I saw Coach say in the media he'd rather tell us to tone it down than pick it up. And I think that's kind of just the spot where we're at. Guys want to win. Guys want to beat each other. It's got a lot of talkers on this team too. So It's been a fun camp. It really has been. And I appreciate the intensity from, you know, both sides of the ball.
Did I see you trying to get in the way of Ed Oliver, who's kind of charging at somebody today? Is it, I mean, that's...
No. You might, different red jersey, maybe.
Speaking of talkers, Isaiah McKenzie, who's the supreme talker, he looks like he's kicking ass and taking names this camp. Because he knows that that job is right there for him to win, starting slot job. Could you just kind of evaluate what you're seeing from him and all that?
Yeah, I mean, again, he's working his tail off, and that's kind of what Isaiah is known for. He's going to work hard. He's going to find a way. But again, learning the nuances of the slot position and taking the coaching and the leadership and the knowledge that, you know, he's had over the past years of guys in that position, you know, being naming Cole, trying to take what he was doing on the field and apply it to his game, bringing a guy like Jameson and having his knowledge and Isaiah kind of taking that. And there's no denying his physical attributes, his speed. He's extremely tough for a little guy. You know, he's a little muscle hamster. But he's determined to help this team win football games, that whether that's at punt return or kick return or slot, the gadget guy that he's kind of been in the role in this offense over the last couple of years. But like you said, that position's up there, and he's taken advantage of it early in camp. Had some really, really nice plays. His intensity's up, his focus is up. And again, he's going out there and he just continues to make plays.
Josh, how do you expect to pick up where you left off with familiar faces, with bigger roles, to fresh faces to build with?
Yeah, again, going into year three with Diggy, you know, Gabe developing more into this offense now. You know, Isaiah is my longest tenured receiver, so again, I think that kind of plays into what he's going on. But you bring in some new guys, some guys that are on the practice squad last year that are playing really well in camp right now. And new offensive coordinator, I can go on and on about that. It's new, but he's not new, you know. I trust him, and he's going to have a hard job of piecing guys on the field and trying to get guys different looks. But I think we're at our best as an offense when we're spreading the ball around, and, you know, you don't know where the ball could be going. So, fortunately, we've got the options and the pieces to do it. Now it's to go out there and execute. That's a different story, and that's what we're just trying to do.
George, how much is the state of flux a little bit there in the offensive line this far into camp? Been a drag on things.
I mean, guys are stepping up. Guys are playing really well. It's no secret that, you know, Spencer hasn't been really running with the ones. I think Quez has been doing a good job in his spot. You know, Dion was out for a couple days. Roger's not in. Bates is kind of getting back to it. Mitch is working his tail off. You know, he is. He fought through some stuff today, and that guy, he's in business mode right now. I haven't seen anything like him in a while in terms of just knowing the offense, taking control of that room. And like I said, he didn't really have anyone to go in for him today. He's been working his tail off, and he knows that. He understands that, and that's, you know, that's the type of leader that you need on that offensive line. So I really, really respect and appreciate what he's been doing for us.
With the offensive line, you know, not having as many guys back, you've been able to feel some pressure from the defensive line. If you flip that, how has it been nice to be able to feel some of that pressure?
Those guys?
They have to maybe make some quicker decisions.
Yeah, again, they're pretty dang good on that side of the ball, which is exciting to see. You know, obviously bringing in a guy like Vaughn, teaching some of these young cats too, and Greg and AJ, bringing in back old faces and Jordan and Shaq, and then you bring in Tim and Daquan and Ed Oliver's kind of stepping his game. So again, the names I can go around and say good things about each one, but they're intense right now. They're bringing it, and you know, it's gonna make us better. Iron sharpens iron.
I wanted to ask you again about Ken, in the sense that like the specific communication. I know there's the call it periods they have. You guys go off script a little bit or whatever. And how is the communication between the two years, the play comes in, speed at which that's happening, how is that process?
It's been really good so far. You know, in terms of what we need to expect in the game, obviously the quicker the play that we get in, the better. The more time I get up there, I can see things and change things if need be. But again, that's going to come with real game reps. Obviously, we're playing on a different play clock right now. Sometimes that play clock gets ran early in games, and you got to force it in sometimes. And sometimes he may not even finish the call, and I got to finish it for him. So that's the type of wavelength that we've got to be on, the preparation that goes into a game plan, knowing exactly what he's thinking when he's calling a play. And you know, we'll use the preseason and you know, early on in the season to kind of feel that and get into that. I don't expect it to be perfect right away, but again, it's going to be a learning process that we'll figure out.
Do you feel you need to spend more time in preseason games than ordinarily a quarterback who's established as you? That's not entirely your call, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little different now, too, with only three preseason games as opposed to four. I was trying to remember what I did last year. I don't think I played game one. I think I maybe played – I don't even know if I played a drive in game two, and I played, I think, the whole half. I think I played the first half there. Usually, that's what happens, and you take game four off. But, again, with only three preseason games, it's just a, it's a different feel, and we'll have to kind of play it by ear.
Last one, the stadium, practice there.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun atmosphere. You know, hopefully they get pumped up. You know, Vaughn's going to pump him up. He's a rock star. Every time he comes out here to camp, he's got the biggest cheers. He really does. So it's good to see. So hopefully Bills Mafia shows him some love tomorrow night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.